The Book Tea, the latest and hottest in everything about books and authors with Deidre Huey.
Hello, we have an author on today ready to serve you and me a fresh pot of red hot chili tea. Deborah Shade is the author of the erotic book, Maybe She Is Right. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I'm going to jump right into it and ask you, how much of a kickback do you receive from writing a book with 17 sex scenes, including every variation of sex from same gender to hetero to fisting and a foursome?
A whole lot. It is. It's been an uphill battle. You would think that we all got here by means of some sort of sexual activity that people would be more open to it, but it's not. It's quite the opposite. I've run into quite a bit of people who are embarrassed by the topic, and or they can't believe I'm on a stage reading this type of a topic. Mm-hmm. So it's really crazy. But I didn't know how many scenes it was until we did the first read of the script. It's being made into a movie called Deviant Desires. And when I did the first read, I was going like, God damn, that's a lot of sex in there. And that's when I started to realize that's why people get red in the face and sit on the edge of their chair, because I thought it was the intensity of it. It's a little bit more than erotica. It truly is literary porn. But indeed, it's a roller coaster of a ride because of that many scenes over and over again.
Well, I want to just say, since I have read the book, and she calls it literary porn, I call it that good erotica. It was just what I had been missing, I'm telling y'all. But
awesome.
The details in this book are very easy to visualize. I had a good time reading it. So how do you write so vividly?
Good. Thank you for that. It's basically what I experience. All of the sexual activity is taken from my two life sexual escapades, and I just decided to write a plot around it. So it's being able to describe the actual sensation I was feeling at that particular moment and being able to put the words around it, so I have to come up with her career. And once I did that, it was easier trying to get names for all the different people and that type of thing. But I think it comes across so visually because it doesn't make any in the windows as to what it is.
So my next question was going to be, what is your motivation? What do you pull from exactly, explicitly?
At this point, I pull from my own self-healing. Coming from a life of a female sex addict, I pull from where I was, and I remember all that I've come through and the way that I lived life then when I was much younger to now, and being able to just remember those moments and be motivated enough to read and write, just like journaling, and being able to reread and finding healing through that. So I guess it would be for my own self-healing.
Okay, so what is your sexual orientation and why?
See, I think I was number 768 trillion in the parts line when they were ran all out of straight and handed me a little bit of gay. I think I totally agree that I was born this way. I don't remember a time when I wasn't this way, even as a kid, and it made me be that one standout child, both at home and in school, because I grew up in a small town where no one was anything different besides black and white. So I'm a lesbian, have been out, but I didn't come out till I was like maybe 18 or so. But it has truly been all of my life, which is probably why I use my writing as a platform through my workshops to teach people that it's okay. It's okay to be gay. It's okay to like gay. It's okay to be homosexual. It's okay to love homosexuals. And it's like, it's not a coat you can put on and take off. It's a lifestyle. And I truly live this lifestyle and teach others how to be comfortable within their own skin and being able to be protective members of society, regardless of how others see them. So it's definitely something that I use in my daily life as well. I can be an example. I've done it. I stand out. I know I'm different, but how can we still work together? And so it's just a lifestyle for me.
What does erotica give to you as an author, you would say?
I think it gives me a lot of room to be open and free. You know, when you write, like I've written, the sequel Hot Sex on the Platter is out. I'm working on a series for Microsoft that's about keeping up with the Joneses. It's like it's a swingers lifestyle. When you write that kind of stuff all the time, it makes you happy, it makes you smile, makes you younger. But it definitely gives you a lot of space to explore different avenues of writing within this genre. So I don't really like get or something given to me when I read erotica, because I know that it's a certain way that you can turn a word to make somebody think, like maybe using peach to explain vagina instead of saying the P word. So mm-hmm. for me, it's how dangerous, how much I can push that button and to get other people to look at sexuality a little different. So I remember a person coming up to me after a show and going, it's kind of like the difference between the F word and making love, or N17 and porn. Like there is no need for an imagination because the writing is so visual. So with erotica, you kind of get to use your imagination a little bit and get yourself to where you need to be to enjoy it to that level. So I enjoy writing in this genre because it allows me to be a whole lot more freer with words and being able to open people's mindsets.
Okay, thank you, Deborah Shade, for the hot tea, boo. You are going to be back with us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, you will be back with me again on February 1st, and I'm sitting here as you're talking. I'm listening because I'm coming up with other questions for our next interview, and it's going to be hot, and I cannot wait to get deeper.
Awesome.
But appreciate Deborah Shea by leaving a review for this book, Maybe She Is Right. Who's going to be on the book tee with us next time to get it? Hit follow at the top of the Avid Reader Nation page on blogtalkradio.com to keep up with the book tea with Deidre Huey. Bye-bye, Deborah.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.